Okay, welcome everyone back to the third hour. I told everybody in chat that I'm going to be having Judd on for the third hour, so he has some church music going on in the background there. Not sure what's going on there, but hopefully we can hear him pretty well. But what's on the plate today, Judd? Welcome back.
Well, you know, I come down to this church parking lot quite often. Very, very beautiful church. Along the Bat Cave Road, you know, and I get out of the Bat Cave occasionally,
right?
And you know, I've been really investigating and researching this Israeli flag, you know, and the Star of Moloch, the Star of Refan. I've searched the Bible through some online resources extensively, and there is not any reference to a Star of David.
No, not even in the Bible?
No, it doesn't. It's not there. No, but it does mention Moloch
yes.
as being the source of this star.
Uh-huh.
So as I examine the position of this sociopath murderer, Joseph Biden, and these freaks in the Congress and the Senate of the United States that keep sending military ordnance over to this murdering pig, Nitwit Yahoo. Benjamin Nitwit the Yahoo, yeah.
On both sides. On both sides, by the way.
Well, the guy has been told to stop murdering families and, you know, little babies and, you know, in vitro, you know, babies in the womb. Stop murdering pregnant mothers and stop murdering grandmas and grandpas. He's been told to stop murdering the people in Palestine, basically by most of the whole world.
Right.
And I can't help but say this, you know, I'm pretty sure that the people that love and support Cancel the Cabal understand why murdering civilians and families is so evil and wicked, Luciferian, demonic, satanic. And then you take a look at the flag of this beast, Nitwit Yahoo, and you ask yourself, I mean, I wouldn't fly a Nazi flag over my house, and I darn sure wouldn't fly that Star of Refan over mine either.
Uh-huh.
But how is it that it got ingrained into a large number of the American people's minds that this Star of Moloch is somehow okay to fund militarily?
Well, their preachers and their pastors and their priests tell them that it is.
So that's kind of the conclusion I came to, that the father of all lies is behind this Star of Moloch. And early this morning, as I was, you know, beginning my day, I had to go brave the wilds of the laundromat and clean some duds. And then, of course, I had to take my life in my hands and go down to the cafe and have a really nice meal. And then I, let's see what I do. Oh, yeah, I went to Walmart. I had to get a new battery for one of my trucks. And you know how Walmart is. I mean, it's just, you take your life in your hands when you go over there. Right?
Uh-huh. You certainly do.
And I started asking people at Walmart, I said, do you think the people's moods here in the United States would be a little bit different if 2,000-pound bombs were raining down on their cities and towns and churches? And most everybody I spoke
they probably wouldn't question it.
Well, there are an awful lot of brain-dead zombies. Yeah, I can't agree with you more on that, Steve.
No, they
all... To the people have canceled the cabal. And I know this is going to sound maybe a little bit wackadoodle, but, you know, we have an obligation to protect these children. I mean, I know they're not necessarily, you know, of my family per se, but they are of the human family. And this absolute freak Biden? I mean, have you looked into his face and seen the grimacing expressions that he uses?
Yeah.
When he talked about supporting this thing called Israel?
Uh-huh.
He looks like a demon. And I've made a conclusion that's because he is one.
They all are.
This ain't funny, folks. This they is all not are. The least bit funny. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know about all, but probably upwards of 90%. There's a lot of them that are like, what in the heck is going on here, folks? Now, I know we come from, you know, generationally, we're the descendants of the colonists that colonialized Turtle Island and basically raped the natives that had been here since the beginning of time when we came across the Atlantic and started the first colony and then what, the second colony and the third colony and then the fourth one. And then there wasn't there 13 altogether?
Yeah, supposedly.
By what, fiat and proclamation of the Queen?
Yeah.
I've spent my whole life, Steve, and I've written some extensive exposés and kind of autobiographies. Isn't that when you write about yourself, an autobiography?
Uh-huh.
Explaining to the world that my parents were in the real estate brokerage and development industry since I was a kid in New York. And Dad was involved in some, you know, fairly good-sized real estate deals through the years. And then I went to work for some of the largest development and real estate companies in America. I mean, everybody's seen Die Hard, right, where Bruce Willis, you know, he gets all shot up and he fights that German guy over the bearer
yes.
bonds. The, what do they call it? The Nakatomi Tower, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, that scene for the movie was actually Century City, California. And the developers of the skyscraper in the movie was called Century Development. I worked for Century Development on and off for 26 years.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump's got some buddies from New York, you know, Manhattan, and they're up in Salt Lake City. They're all over Chicago. And around the world, actually. They're called Triad Construction or Triad Development.
uh-huh.
Yeah, the Triad. No, I'm dead serious. Look them up.
Yeah.
They do a lot of stuff with Mormons in Salt Lake. The LDS and the Triad go way, way, way back.
Well, and, they're part of the criminal cartel, criminal cabal.
Correct. Absolutely correct. You get an A+ today, Mr. Roberts. You nailed that one right on. You nailed it. But this Triad Development, and then there's the guy that was taking Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and all those opulent vacations.
Uh-huh.
That he, you know, he didn't bother to disclose on his judicial financial disclosure
right.
statements.
Right.
You know. That's pretty cushy stuff there, man. I mean, yachts and private jets and, you know, exotic destinations. And that, some of those vacations, you know, they were worth more than $1 million. And collectively, there were millions of dollars in emoluments heaped upon Judge Clarence Thomas by that guy, I can't remember his first name, part of Tramwall Crow.
I'm
They're
not
huge.
Sure.
And I worked for Tramwall Crow for many years.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I've been to several law schools. And, well, I've learned transactional law and real estate and finance. I've been doing it about 50 years. And when you take a critical look, or the new speak is, I guess, you take a deep dive into how in the flying hell the royal family decided that the Americas belonged to them. They didn't have any right title or interest. They didn't have any deeds. They didn't have any kind of documentation to show that the royal family had the least bit of legal right to Turtle Island.
Yeah, it was all by fraud.
And murder.
Uh-huh. Same.
So you know, I get in a lot of trouble because I actually am on the Indian side on this one. Now, down in Houston, Texas, there's a pretty large title company, title insurance company, that is owned by friends of mine, Marty and Brian Brewer. I'm not sure they're still married, but I know Marty is, she was real sharp. She was from a family-owned title insurance company out of Ohio. And when I say family, I'm, you know what I mean by family, right? La Costa Nostra family.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, Marty was like, yeah. And then Brian, he worked for TRW Financial, and he worked for a bunch of the credit bureaus, and he was set up out by the International Airport in Houston for years at Greenspoint. And he started this title insurance company out of the interest that he and Marty had with the FBI and the Justice Department and the FDIC and FSLIC and Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and Ginnie Mae and all the, you know, the federal lenders for these large home loan mortgages and farms and things. They had a company called American Priority Resources. And we did the mop-up cleanup after the big savings and loan and banking fiasco of the 80s when they had to bail all the banks and SNLs out. I was their title abstract coordinator in 28 states, because I know land title and conveyancing that well.
Uh-huh.
And I challenge anybody, don't give a flying who they think they are, to come up with any kind of proof that the royal family had any interest to Canada or to what's today the United States or
yep.
Mexico or South America or Africa, for that matter.
Australia. Africa,
yeah. You know, the Falkland Islands, and we can go on and on and on and on and on where they came up with this idea that they own it or control it or had right to dictate to the people that live there what kind of life they're going to get and what kind of government they have to submit to as peasants and serfs, right? Because
right.
That's all they've got in England is peasants and serfs.
And slaves.
Modern-day
slaves.
Yeah, exactly. I call them Smurfs. But back to my point here with this murdering freak, this criminal, this mass-murdering freak, Benjamin Nitwit the Yahoo. This whole thing in Palestine has been nothing but a bloody colonialism and genocide and, let's see, apartheid, where if you don't like what we're doing to you, well, we'll just kill you. And I'm watching the American Congress and Senate and this sociopath. This guy's nuts, man. I mean, look in his face when he grimaces and he gets these expressions in his face and the black eyes that he has. He's got black eyes sometimes when he gets all twisted up like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm convinced he's a demon. That's why he's all rah, 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 sis, boom, bah for this flag with a star of Moloch on it. I mean, this isn't Adolf Hitler. This is Adolf Hitler's boss, Moloch.
Yeah.
Yep. This isn't a swastika. No, 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 no. It's 100 times worse.
Uh-huh.
And there is no biblical reference to it, that star. There is no biblical reference whatsoever to that star. And when you really examine what Israel actually supposedly is, you begin to realize that it's got nothing to do with the Philistines or the people of Syria or Jordan or Lebanon or Egypt or any of it.
Nope. Not at all.
It's just a couple of guys. Well, I take that back. It's just this one guy who woke up, I don't know, he was about 40 years old, when he decided he was going to be the first Jew. He wasn't born a Jew. He wasn't born Jewish. His grandma, grandpa, and mom and dad, and none of his brothers and sisters when he was, you know,
yeah,
in his teens and 20s, they were not Jewish. They weren't Jewish by birth.
Nope.
You ever heard of that gang of Tom Cruise's pals there, the Scientologists?
Uh-huh, yeah.
They're no better than the Scientologists or the LDS Mormons or
nope,
any of these other religious cults that have arisen and, you know, gone into decline and then disappeared over the centuries that human civilization has been upon this earth. Now, I find it appropriate that at the beginning of the program, the church bells were ringing in the background. Beautiful church where I'm sitting. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
it's an amazing, it's very, very beautiful. But, you know, when you have to speak the truth to power, and you're not supposed to be anybody or somebody like me, you know, who in the flying hell is the Poopmeister, right?
Uh-huh. And who is this?
Who is Judson Witham, and why does he say what he does?
Who is this Stephen Roberts? Why does he say what he does?
Yeah, there's the troublemaker right there, that Steve Roberts. If I get caught, Steve, I swear I'm going to freaking rat you out and blame it all on you. I got some good news, though. I asked the FBI for my file. I want to know if I'm on a terrorist watch list, right?
Uh-huh.
So I go to the mailbox on Sunday, and I get a CD disc from the FBI, I guess with my file on. I haven't opened it up yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to, when I open it up, I'll send you a copy. I want to see what they've got. Well, I'm serious.
I'm dead serious. It's probably a massive... It's probably a virus. It's probably a massive virus.
Well, you know, I thought of that at first, and, you know, I've got a couple old computers, and that's why I'm kind of asking myself which computer CD-ROM I'm, you know, put this CD disc in the computer and blow up my face.
Take it to the library.
Well, that's some other people told me to do that, too. But here's where I'm going with this conversation. You know, we've just come through a huge cycle of millions of Americans getting suckered in their home purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I've been telling people for years and years and years, you know, I come from a real estate family, and I've been to several law schools, and I know a lot about conveyancing law and finance and such with real estate transactions. And a lot of people just, I don't know, I guess they don't listen to anybody. They have their own ideas in their heads, and that's the only ideas they want in their heads are their own. But I've been raising bloody freaking hell about mud and flood waters and disease and, let's see, sewage. Oh, a guy rose ever-loving hell about the sewage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then all fraudulent transactions and the predatory deceptions involved in millions of land transactions in America. And it's been going on. Everybody knows about it. The subprime predatory foreclosure racketeering, right? And the subprime predatory bait and switch and sucking you into these mortgages racketeering and all this fraud and deception and people getting suckered out of lots of money in their houses, right?
Uh-huh.
It's talked about all over the world, actually, because they've done it all over the world. And, of course, at the heart of it all is the same thing we were talking about how the British Crown decided that all the Americas or Turtle Island was theirs, but they didn't have any conveyancing documents to prove that, you know, they owned anything. So, you know, the whole American experience is based on a big real estate con, where if, you know, you didn't give up to the British, your land, they'd just kill you. You know, if you were an Indian and had land and you wouldn't part with it, well, you know.
Well, that's the way the Romans did it. That's the way the Mongols did it. Genghis Khan, that's the way the Vikings did it. That's the way they all did it, though, Judd.
Well, I mean, did it always involve infected blankets and stuff like that?
Sometimes it did, yeah.
Getting disemboweled with a saber or, you know, shot in the head with a cannonball or... Back to the point. Here's the point. Here's where we're going. This whole thing in Palestine is colonialism.
Yep.
It's another great big giant real estate swindle, right?
Yep.
And a lot of murder. And people like this nut job, and I mean nut job, Joe Biden pushing it.
Uh-huh.
And with these sociopathic freaks in the Congress and the Senate.
Yep.
And I don't know, I hate to use the phrase, but the military-industrial complex, right?
Yep.
Because they're not making no money unless there's war, right?
Right.
They got to go out of business. Shoot, man, they go out of business. You can't have them go out of business. So you got to start a war somewhere and kill a bunch of children and moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, drop some 2,000-pound bombs on their apartment buildings, huh?
Yep.
So as I woke up this morning and I was thinking about this mess, it's just north of Houston. It's right out in the open. Heck, you can't hide it. And I want to say something here. It's got a big 33 involved.
Yeah.
Well, like 33rd degree Mason, you know, 33.
Yep.
I guess the Masonic order, they like using that number 33 for some reason. Right?
For some reason,
well,
yeah.
It's literally right down the street. Right down the freaking road from where I lived in Texas for 26 years.
Uh-huh.
Within minutes of where I lived, yeah. It's, this development's 33,000 acres. And they estimate that so far about 40,000 families have been suckered in their real estate transactions.
Yeah.
The Mexicans, because they wouldn't sell to white people.
Right.
You had to be an illegal Mexican, illegal alien family, or, you know, they didn't want you buying land in there because they're just doing this for the, what do you call that there? I hate to say wetbacks. It's okay to say wetbacks. So on. Yeah, I can say that's their target market was wetbacks.
Uh-huh.
People that would be too afraid to argue or, you know, object or protest or say anything because they'd afraid customs would show up and deport them back to Mexico.
Yep.
And Central America and Guatemala.
Well, but the Chinese are coming in, too. The Chinese, the North Koreans.
You're exactly correct. And there's a lot of Middle Easterners.
And the Haitians.
Yep.
And the Haitians.
And then Mayorkas.
Yeah.
You know this mayor, he head of the National Security Administration?
Yeah, the clown.
You know where he's from?
Not offhand.
Cuba.
Cuba, yeah.
Yeah, and he's an... how do you say that? Ashkenazi?
Ashkenazi, yeah.
He's an Ashkenazi Jew.
He's a Khazarian, huh? Part of the Khazarian Mafia.
Isn't that just a shocker?
Uh-huh.
and he's head of the National Security Agency. And I want to just drill into this a little bit. You had Oliver North and Richard Secord with Congressman... Charlie Wilson and a little lady by the name of Joanna Herring King down there in Houston with Bush and Clinton at the Houstonian Estates. And they were running this giant set of black operations wars in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Iran. They were running a completely black operation with people like Manuel Noriega.
Yep.
And the Marcoses in the Philippines and trafficking and moving large amounts of weapons, ordnance around the world to a lot of these little warm and fuzzy guys like ISIS and let's see, Mujahideen and the Al Qaeda.
Yep.
In fact, Hillary Clinton, I mean, she took credit for creating the ISIS. Right?
Yeah.
Now, they're right down there, just down the street from where I was working for 26 years. I was working right in the middle of it all. right smack dab in the middle of it all. For years, I was in Houston and got to know people like, you ever heard of that book, The Mafia, the CIA and George Bush?
Yes.
Well, that author's name is Peter Bruton. He worked over at Houston Post. I was harassing the hell out of Pete Bruton for a couple of years before he decided to write his book. Didn't give me even so much as a mention, but he got most of his information from me. And then you can see all this stuff with Solari and Show Me the Money, Catherine Austin Fitz, who is at FHA and HUD, right? She got most of her information from me. And a lot of this stuff that Whitney Webb is writing books about and stuff, and Patrick Lovell of The Con is making, you know, movies about and things. And then Professor William Black, William K. Black, there, he's a government attorney from San Francisco. He was working for these government agencies while the banks and the savings and loans and the mortgage interests of the United States were being pilfered to the bare walls. I mean, I don't know how many trillions have been stolen from the American treasury. But it's, I don't know, they're talking about, we're, what, $34 trillion in debt now?
Allegedly, yeah.
They claim 100,000 a second. 100,000 a second. I've been raising ever-loving freaking hell about this stuff going back 40, 45 years. And the reason I'm talking about it on the Cabal today is that this entire mountain of pig manure. Manure is okay on Cabal, right?
Uh-huh. Poop is too.
Okay. I don't want Annie to get mad. But this is the biggest pile of pig excrement that's taken over and running our nation. As I'm sitting here in the church parking lot tonight, you know, the church bells were really nice. They're almost like a sedative for me.
Yeah.
You know, sitting here reading about how Donald Trump is telling the whole world that 200 million of the American people love him.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, a stinky fingered, you know, from all the kitty cat grabbing. How's that, Eddie? That pretty good, kitty cat grabbing?
Uh-huh.
And the guy was just massively in bed with the triad, and he was a bag man for a North and Sea Cord during Iran-Contra. He was like a kind of sort of a CIA 007 sort of figure. He was rubbing elbows with Frank Carlucci of Carlyle Group and Khashoggi and Gabanifar and Charlie Wilson and Joanna King during that whole period in time when they're running these black operations wars. Trump was smack dab in the middle of it all, along with Gordon B. Hinckley and that whole bunch of elders and Quorum of 200 or whatever they call themselves up there at the LDS Mormon Church. Which brings me to one of your arch nemesis. You ready?
Okay.
Put your seatbelt on. I don't want you to fall on the floor. Ever heard of this cracker called Glenn Beck?
Yeah.
Well, Glenn Beck, he's jumped into this story about this 33,000-acre fiasco.
Has he?
Which is all, it's all in federal court. As I'm speaking, it's all in federal court. Uh-huh. And literally, ladies and gentlemen, this giant real estate swindle right down the street from where I live for 26 years. I've been raising ever-loving hell about stopping this stuff for 40 years. And it's in federal court tonight, down at the federal courthouse.
Yep.
And all the factual allegations that are against this development and finance interest of John and Trey Harris, who I used to work around his dad long, long, long time ago in the deed recorder's office. He actually got me a pretty interesting job once. I think he wanted me to get out of his deed vault. And he figured if he got me a job, then maybe I wouldn't be in the deed vault so much. But in any event, the very heart of the fraudulent mortgage fiasco behind the looting of the United States has all been protected and nurtured and enabled by the Federal Reserve.
Yep. And well, the European Central Banks, you mean?
Yep. It's an international, what do they call? Oh, yeah, Bank of International Settlements.
Yeah.
Matter.
Yep.
Absolutely correct. Because when they're laundering unbelievable amounts of currency from European and Asian banks like HSBC, for instance, or Barclays Bank, or let's see, Bank of America.
Wells Fargo.
Or, you know, Goldman Sachs or Citibank. This giant money laundering that's been exposed. At the very same time, these laundering cartels were massively funding and enabling all this real estate fraud.
Uh-huh.
Same offices, same time, same place, same lawyers, same fax numbers, same email. It's the same people. Now, here on the cabal, what's today's date? Like, what is it?
23rd.
Of May?
April.
April.
Where you get May
well,
at?
Well, you know, I get overwhelmed sometimes.
Oh. You even know what day it is?
I get overwhelmed with all this stuff.
You know what day it is?
Tuesday? I think it's Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, here's the point. This mess that involves Lebanon and Syria, involves Jordan. Now, apparently, the Iranians have told Nitwit the Yahoo, watch your step. It's okay to say butt wipe.
Yeah, yes.
Watch your step, butt wipe. I mean, we're on the precipice of this sociopath and his ultra-left-wing woke crazy freaks in the Senate and Congress. We're literally on the precipice of igniting World War III.
Yep.
And it's all over colonialism or real estate deals, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if you're going to go and, you know, have a tumor removed from your brain, do you want somebody that's a dog walker, dog shampooer to do the surgery? Or do you want a qualified brain surgeon, a good one, you know, to remove the tumor from your brain?
Yeah, I think I'll take the brain surgeon.
Buddy, this real estate fiasco going on in Palestine and all these murders surrounding the it's a real estate war.
Yep.
With Iran, it's a real estate war with Afghanistan, it's a real estate war with the Iraqis
and Russia,
Syria,
and Russia. And
even
Russia.
Egypt, didn't they have a 6 or 7 day war with Egypt over borders?
And even Russia too. Even Russia too. Even Russia too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's not leave my buddy. I don't blame Vladimir Putin. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but what's going on his border with those Nazis that are living in eastern Ukraine with that? Have you noticed Zelensky? I don't know. Anybody that's listening, please send me whatever information you find. But apparently this Zelensky guy that they're giving billions and billions of dollars to, he's winding up with like 13 and 14 homes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, very expensive luxury cars and aircraft.
Yep.
He's buying up Florida like there ain't no tomorrow.
Yes, he is.
Now, is he getting his money from Joe Biden?
No, that couldn't be.
Where's this guy getting these, you know, millions and millions and millions?
He's
at war with Vladimir Putin. He can't hardly keep his army fed.
Oh, it's just,
and,
it's
you know,
coming.
I guess they're running out of bullets and, you know, artillery shells and tanks and artillery. They're running out of everything. How does this?
It's coming out of thin air, Judd.
Any of the listeners that are aboard tonight, please, I want all the information on Zelensky's real estate holdings and who's doing the title work.
Well, he inherited it.
Who's writing the checks and who's cashing them?
He's inheriting it from his Uncle Sam.
Oh, I see.
from his Uncle Sam.
Is he getting it from all of his dead soldiers?
No, he's getting it from...
Does he cash in their accounts when they get killed by the Putin's army?
He's getting it from Uncle Sam, I'm telling you. He's got an uncle named Sam.
I'm going to get real serious here for a minute.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll go down to my federal dossier, you know, everything I say here. You know, the murder of these children, the blood's on our hands. Because we're not doing anything to stop these bastards.
Yep.
Oh, I know bastards in the Bible, so I think I slid by with that one, right,
yes.
Annie?
Yes.
These people are freaking twisted and sick, man. This is nothing but wickedness and evil right in our faces. And this Star of Moloch, right? I mean, they don't even hide it. Now, believe it or not, am I still with you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Believe it or not, you know, I was raised in a fairly conservative family with two parents that were Christian, I guess. My dad was Catholic. I don't know if that counts. he was also a Shriner and a Mason.
Oh, goodness.
But when he come back from the Second World War, he told the Masons to pound sand.
Yeah.
And my mom was Presbyterian, and again, I don't know if that qualifies as Christian or not, but, you know, she was pretty, yeah, I had a really good mom, actually. I had a great mother. And my dad, he could be violent. My dad could be painful, actually. He could inflict a lot of pain when he was trying to cross. Well, he came home with the Second World War in his head.
Yeah.
And many nights as a kid, it was freaky, you know. Middle of the night, you're dead asleep, and then all of a sudden you hear your father screaming.
Uh-huh.
He's having a nightmare. He was a fighter pilot, and he saw and smelled, and he heard, and he did. You know, he lived with what they did in the Pacific Theater of Operations during World War II. That was him and those fighter planes.
Yep.
You see all them old World War II movies, you see them guys with the planes with the machine guns.
Uh-huh.
That's what my father did when he was in his 20s. And I absolutely guarantee you one thing, Mr. Flatfoot, the big Cheeto, the fat orange guy that goes around grabbing kitty cats, you know, he wouldn't have the cherries to get in the cockpit of a fighter plane. And Biden? Hell no.
No.
You know, no, he'd be afraid of getting eaten by cannibals, like his uncle. Did you see that insane, and they say he's psychologically fit to be president.
Yeah.
I'm going, what in the...
I did.
Where'd he get that doctor out of a Cracker Jack box?
Yep, oh. I seen it.
Steve, if you went for a psychiatric evaluation and you told him that your uncle was eaten by cannibals and it was the furthest thing from the truth, wouldn't they question whether your screws were missing?
Probably.
Please, God, somebody, who in the flying, you know what, evaluated Biden? I mean, what?
Well, it was probably his cackling vice president, Kamala.
Yeah. She's, oh, God. And if anything happens to Joe, we're stuck with her, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say to the world is simply this. If you look at all this nonsense, it's all about a lot of very, very crooked banking, a lot of very crooked real estate thievery. And then, of course, you've got this giant matter of mass murder. And I don't find it the least bit funny, Mr. Biden, in your Secret Service detail, if they're listening or the feds are listening to the cabal tonight. Just pack your bags and get out of my country. You people are despicable, wicked, evil, satanic, Luciferian. What the hell is wrong with you people? You don't murder children to achieve a political agenda?
Yeah.
This greater Israel nonsense? Well, let's take in some stock here and do a review. Let's see, who's operating the green zone tonight in Baghdad?
I don't know.
Have you heard anything out of the green zone lately? You notice the silence from Baghdad and the Green Zone. You know, what's going on? And they built the most expensive embassy in history in Baghdad.
Uh-huh.
And what's going on over there right now? Is the ISIS running it? The answer is, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And let's see, Kabul, Joe Biden, how many billions of dollars in weapons were left behind because this fat Cheeto, you know, master of the art of the steel? He's the one that brokered the deal with the ISIS, right? Because he's the best deal man. He's the best at everything, old the orange fat bag of poo-poo.
Uh-huh.
That's what he is. That guy's so full of, manure. Trump, he's as crazy as Biden. And nitwit the Yahoo.
Yep.
I want a patent on that nitwit the Yahoo. I came up with that, you know. Somebody, it'll catch on. Mark my words, before it's all over with, everybody going to be calling him that. But the guy's he's a mass murderer. And does Israel have a right to defend itself? Not against women and children and grandma and grandpa. Come on, man. You can't go blowing up residential apartment buildings because in hospitals, oh God, they love to kill hospitals full of kids.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Right?
Yes, they do.
And then, what Biden said, you know, try to do better.
Build back better, isn't it?
Yeah, bomb back better.
Bomb back better, yeah.
Hey, that's going to catch on too, Steve.
Yeah.
Where's he getting the bombs? Where's he getting the shoulder launch? Where's he getting the tanks?
Yep.
Where's he getting where's he getting the automatic rifles and the bullets? Where's it all coming from again?
Out of thin air.
American defense contractors?
Yep. Well, the money laundering.
Industrial complex? Yeah, the military industrial complex.
America laundering services.
America's I hate to break everybody, but, you know, I didn't cotton to the Vietnam War, and I remember when the exodus, the retreat, and cut and ran out of South Vietnam and left a lot of people behind.
Uh-huh.
And of course they cut and ran from Kabul and Afghanistan.
Yep.
And pretty much cut and ran, you know, from the mess in Kuwait. And if any listener or, you know, anybody with inside information can tell me what the Green Zone is doing tonight, I would very much appreciate it. Who's running the Green Zone? Did you see what they built over there?
No, what's that?
It was the biggest, most expensive embassy in the history of planet Earth.
Oh, okay.
All on the taxpayer's nickel. You know, the American serf, the American peasants, the indentured servants of the Congress and the Senate, they put it on the backs of the American taxpayers. And at the same time, here's the one that's mind-bending. These people can keystroke and print all the money they want and then charge you for it at full price plus interest. It doesn't cost them anything to print up all this money.
Nope.
It costs them. I watched this news reporter interviewing Jerome Powell. And Jerome Powell just sits there and admits it. Yep, we print up all the money. That's what we do. It's a central bank.
Yep.
We're empowered to print all the money. We just print it up. And then he tries to justify it by telling us all, well, you know, we buy bonds and we buy. But what do you buy them with?
We pay ourselves.
Money we're printing up from nothing?
We're just paying ourselves. That's all we're doing.
And the American, have you been in the grocery store? You've been to the supermarket lately?
Oh, yes.
How many people quit eating hamburgers? I mean, I used to eat a cheeseburger at least once a week, sometimes twice. I haven't bought any hamburger in going on 2 years.
Uh-huh. Can't hardly.
I'm stuck with those mincemeat fish sticks.
Yeah.
You know? Thank God I like fish sticks, but, you know, yeah, I'm a master. I am the master cheeseburger chef. I make the best cheeseburger in the world, Steve.
Uh-huh.
But I can't afford the hamburger no more. And then, you know, gasoline's not, you know, I don't know, it's in a lot of places, it's $3.50 a gallon. What's it like in Michigan?
About that, about $3.50, $3.45.
You know how much it costs to get a barrel of oil out of the ground?
$3.
I lived in the Texas oil patch 26 years. I lived in the Conroe Fields. Right down the road from where they built Colony Ridge. Now, anybody thinks I'm crazy, look up this Colony Ridge thing and read the complaints that are in the federal court by the Department of Justice and the Consumer Finance Pretend Board, because that's all they're doing is pretending. And then even the IRS is involved now. Really? And
yeah.
The State Attorney General, Ken Paxton, and every bit of the allegations in these courts by these prosecutors is indicating that the law has been broken and it's fraudulent and deceptive.
Uh-huh.
But according to Glenn Beck of The Blaze, he went down there with his, you know, special news investigative unit. He'll sit right there on YouTube. You can watch him say it on YouTube. He says it repeatedly that it's all legal.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
Does your elevator go to the top floor, Glenn Beck? I mean, why are they all in court being having their pantsuit off if it's all legal?
Uh-huh.
He sits right there and just, oh, it's all legal. And I figured it out about 20 minutes ago. You know why he just, oh, it's all legal, Steve.
Uh-huh.
It's legal. Yeah, he's a Mormon. He's from Utah. And you know how many of these land fraud schemes are in Utah? Oh, my God.
Yep.
Well, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Yeah, I lived up there for years. Those, they call them dirt road recreational subdivisions, and they're everywhere. There's thousands of them in Utah, and they're all as fraudulent as the day is long, but not to the Mormons, not to the LDS. And you'll find that a lot of these real estate swindles and schemes around the United States, the banking and financial and title insurance and the actuaries, the people actually perpetrating them, they're all the cream de la cream of the LDS Church and the Scientology Church and, let's see, the Catholic Church and the Baptist Church. They're everywhere.
Uh-huh.
They're all over they're all over this country. There's thousands and thousands of them everywhere. And it's all subprime mortgages, subprime foreclosures, all kinds of, you know, deception and fraud. And the thing that kills them, the thing that absolutely kills them, is when I point out, well, you can't use the United States postal system to collect your installment payments on all these frauds, because you're employing the Postal Service in continuing and perpetrating your crimes.
Uh-huh.
And the prosecutors in the courts are just dead silent.
Yep.
They don't want to talk about the criminal aspect, because that means Judson Witham, that means the Poopmeister, is again correct. I've been in the real estate business my whole life, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
For real. And I noticed that there were a lot of people that have gone to great lengths to make me out to be a wackadoodle.
Yep.
But if I'm a wackadoodle, why in the hell are they prosecuting Colony Ridge at all? Now, this isn't a little deal, and the reason I'm going on and droning on about it, this place is as big as Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
This place is as big as Manhattan. Last year, in this development, they had 3,900 foreclosures.
Huh.
You can go out into this. Oh, God. Where they built this thing is Pancake Flat. It's out by the San Jacinto River, which is nasty. And it floods like when it rains like a gully washer. It rains really hard. And when they stripped all the timber off the top of the land to do this subdivision, it turned land that would normally soak up a lot of that water. And now all it does is flood.
Uh-huh.
So there you are with your family with gazillions of mosquitoes. and septic systems that do not work. And so you got sewage and typhoid, and you got sewage and COVID, and you got sewage and encephalitis and meningitis. You got all these freaking infectious diseases, and you're sitting there in this giant, unbelievable pile of mud. It's disgusting. And the only reason that there's a prosecution going on tonight, you ready for this?
What's that?
You see, the millions of people that are coming across the border illegally,
mm-hmm.
the Hispanics, you know, the Mexicans,
yep.
the illegal, you know, well, they got to have some place to live. They would only sell to Mexicans.
Yeah.
Oh, and Joe Biden's doing a hat dance. Joe Biden's having a, he's having premature ejaculation. He's literally aroused by this giant scam to provide thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of illegal land development for all of his, what's he call them, the new guests?
Yeah, new guests. Well, actually, new voters.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all better wake up, because what's going on with this Democratic Party is nothing but pure communism. This isn't socialism anymore. It's pure communism.
That's always
and
what it's been.
Most of the Republican Party's going right along with it, because everybody's getting rich.
Certainly are. They have to go along
one
with
thing
it.
One thing Glenn Beck did do is he looked at this developer, and I'd like to do a deposition on the developer. It would be a lot of fun. He looked at John Harrison. He said, what did you get from Governor Abbott for the $1.5 million you gave him?
Yeah.
What did you get? You know? And he said, oh, it wasn't my donation. It was my brother Trey's. And then Glenn Beck says the following. He's looking right at John Harris. He said, come on, everybody's paid off.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's on the take. You ought to see the expression in John Harris's face when he says that.
Uh-huh.
And this is why. This is exactly why. That's the truth of it. Everybody is on the take. Everybody is on the dole. And a vast majority of our government has been taken over by Luciferian, satanic, demonic criminals. This isn't funny anymore, folks.
Nope.
This isn't, you know, just, you know, that magic bullet stuff with John Kennedy and the limo.
Mm-hmm.
Where they kill one guy. No, I mean, we're killing thousands and tens of thousands, millions of people today. And we have this remarkable Democratic and Republican Party manner of justifying it. I raised two daughters from, you know, infants. And if you've noticed the images coming back from places like, not just, but places like Palestine.
Yeah.
You know, and you see all these dead children. Why is it that when you go out to the supermarket in Walmart, everybody's walking around like silent zombies, and there doesn't seem to be anything wrong?
Yeah.
As long as they got their new car and, you know, they've got
their vacation home,
hourly slave job. They got their little slave job down there working for some corporation. Nobody. I was at lunch today, and I, you know, pointed out that Donald Trump was excrement, just a lying turd. And this one guy got so angry at me for telling the truth. You know, Mr. Casino owner, Mr. You know, what do you think him and Jeff Epstein did when they palled around when the cameras weren't on and the, you know, the doors were locked and the shades were drawn? What do you think Donald Trump really was like when he was in his wild whoremongering days?
Yeah.
in his position as a mafia. I mean, that's all he is. He was a protege of Roy Cohn.
Roy Cohn, yep.
And that Roy Cohn was nothing but garbage. That guy was trash.
Yeah.
New York mob, you know. And so
he's a mob lawyer.
speaking truth to power, you know, there's only a few places you can do it anymore, and the number one destination is cancel the cabal. I am so absolutely privileged to be speaking about these issues on Cancel the Cabal, because I think the people involved with Cancel the Cabal, the people that will be involved with Cancel the Cabal, there's some passages in the Bible about standing in the gap in the evil times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be a lot of people involved with Cancel the Cabal. So are you able to give Annie a pat on the back?
No, she lives too far away.
You see her from time and again?
She lives in Florida.
Oh, God. Down there with Zelensky?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What is Florida full of?
Old people.
Retired what? From Jews?
A lot of them,
What's that goofy governor there again?
DeSantis.
Isn't DeSantis Jewish?
I don't... Probably.
I'm pretty sure he is. He's a Zionist. That's the enemy here, folks. And I don't know how much time we got left.
About 3 minutes, maybe.
Okay. Well, next time I come on, I'm going to talk about the never-ending expanse of intergalactic space, the cosmos,
and
how it is that we have decided that we are a Jewish nation.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I mean, how stupid does a person have to be to buy into this Abraham decided to become a Jew? Well, and then all of a sudden it's an anti-Semitic issue. And if you talk like what I'm talking about right now, that they automatically label me as anti-Semitic.
Well, they're the same intelligence of people that believes that these fools have power and control and authority over us.
Being Jewish isn't an ethnicity. It's not a DNA thing. It's a religious cult. And I don't care who gets mad at me for saying so. But it's a lot of hooey.
Yep.
Hooey-pooey. And if anybody's an expert in pooey, that would be the
Poopmeister. Poopmeister, yep.
So God bless you, Steve, and Annie, if you can hear me. And I'll tell you what, Cancel the Cabal is the premier destination on the FM dial, right?
She can hear you.
We're going to buy up a bunch of broadcasting before it's over with. Did you see the war wagon? It's having a little work done to the war wagon.
Yeah,
I'm going to get some missiles, you know, and I'm going to get me some, what do you call that there, chaff, so that I can anti-missile system. And the war wagon, we're going to hit it hard.
Uh-huh.
And there's one reason why. It's because all these murdered children deserve a voice. And, man, I'll tell you what, the Palestinian people, for some crazy reason, they really like me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't quite figure it out.
Hard
God
telling.
Bless you, Steve. God
all right.
Bless you, Steve. Bye.
Have a good day. Okie dokie, folks. That's the end for today. Hope to catch everybody for me and Roger's show tomorrow. So until next time.